This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, October 29th, brought to you by the Soybean Checkoff. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. The Biden administration is awarding nearly $3 billion to boost climate-friendly equipment and infrastructure at ports across the country. President Biden announced the federal funding today, saying the money would improve and electrify port infrastructure at 55 sites nationwide while supporting an estimated 40,000 union jobs, reducing pollution, and combating the climate crisis. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley spoke to Ag Media today, backing up his and other lawmakers' call to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack about financial assistance provided to Pure Prairie Poultry.
Last month, the Minnesota company filed for bankruptcy before folding completely. It shuttered its plant in Charles City, Iowa. That plant closure left over 100 Iowa employees jobless, 50 farmers in the lurch. Those 50 farmers were holding 2 million birds without feed. It's important for the USDA to support the farm economy, especially in today's tough market, but companies don't just fail out of the blue.
The company received over $45 million in taxpayer assistance. Grassley and other lawmakers want answers from USDA officials.
What did the USDA learn? When did they learn of Pure Prairie? How long it was struggling? Does the USDA have a process for vetting companies before it gives away taxpayer dollars? And are there other companies in similar financial situations right now, and is the USDA on top of it?
Grassley also wants to know if USDA has provided assistance to other companies that may also be struggling.
We don't know whether this is a single situation or if it's just in other companies where they've gotten some help from the same program that Charles City got help.
Post next week's election, Grassley was asked his thoughts on a financial assistance package for producers in the lame duck session, especially if Congress once again extends the current farm bill.
We're hearing it more from southeastern agriculture than we are from Midwestern agriculture. I'd be surprised if there's any preparation for that, but I wouldn't want to say that there's not.
Grassley says punting a new farm bill to next year will bring some sobering financial realities to legislators who want to boost nutritional assistance and also raise reference prices in a new bill.
I think by then the financial situation and the prospects of it getting much worse over the next 10 years based upon CBO's projections, it's going to force both political parties to look a little more fiscally conservative.
The recent fallout in commodity prices won't be significant enough to trigger financial support from the current farm program. The 2023 commodity title won't be making payments for price loss coverage participants this year. The ARC County payments for corn, soy, and wheat were triggered in a relatively small number of counties nationally. From FarmDoc and Farm Policy News, we have this. As the U.S. soybean harvest continues and is about to wrap up, what is expected to be record yields of the U.S., South American farmers are also advancing their planting season, and Argentina may see their largest acreage expansion in over a decade. Brazilian soybean acreage is forecast to be up 2.8% at 117 million acres, producing a crop 6.1 billion bushels. Argentina soybean planted area expect to be up 7%, reaching 44 million acres and producing 1.9 billion bushels. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Soybean Checkoff. Wanted to take a moment and talk to soybean farmers. Nearly 500,000 of you are in the U.S. growing over 4 billion bushels of soybeans a year. And the Soy Checkoff is working hard to grow demand, innovating, testing, and showcasing new uses in new industries such as firefighting foam, tires, straws, shoes, or 1,000 other products. To learn more, visit unitedsoybean.org and keep on growing. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.